Hey, podcast here. Frank Sasso here from New Pod City. Just want to let you know, August 3rd to the 6th, August 3, 4, 5, and 6 of 2021, we will be heading down to Nashville, Tennessee for the Podcast Movement 2021. If you want to come and join us in Nashville, Tennessee, August 3rd to the 6th, 2021, you can go to podcastmovement.com, buy your tickets, and be sure to type in New Pod City to receive a 30% discount off your ticket. That's right, New Pod City, all one word, no spaces, to receive a 30% discount right off your ticket price. We look forward to seeing you down there. Sasso out.
It's time for the Trenton Waves Arts and Leisure segment with me, Bernard McMullen.
Hey, podcast here. Frank Sasso here coming at you on Trenton Waves. And before we get into the interview this week, we got Bernie Mac back. That's right. Trenton's own Bernie Mac, Bernard McMullen, to explain all things that are happening in Trenton this weekend. Hello, Bernard, again.
Hey, how are you, Frank? It's great
to
see
you again.
It's great to be here.
Hey, you're in here every week now.
Just about.
Gee whiz.
Feels that way.
Wow. What are you going to bless podcastia's ears with this time?
So the first thing we have is on June 19th, Saturday, which is the celebration of Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. Now, why do they call it that?
Now, Juneteenth, well, first off, let's talk about what this celebration is about.
Okay, fine.
It's the...
This is your segment anyway, so okay.
Okay, cool. It's the announcement to enslaved people, specifically in Texas, at the conclusion of the Civil War, that all slaves had been freed. The people that far out hadn't heard about the Emancipation Proclamation that was made in, you know, in 1863. So this is 2 years later.
Wow.
Union forces who have finally won but are now taking over what was Confederate states,
right,
including Texas, which was, you know, the far hinterland at
point,
are then coming into plantations and the farms and things
that,
announcing to people that you're free.
So they didn't know for
they
2 years.
They did not know.
So they were still being slaves.
Oh, yes. That's
right. Man.
You continued working in the fields or in the factories.
Did the plantation owners know?
They might have, but, you know, if you probably...
Wow. Were,
you know, I don't know what that was, sort of an early don't ask, don't tell version. Right. But, you know, but really unfortunate that, you know, that the effects were delayed for 2 years. At least. So the celebration became known as Juneteenth. And in fact, just in the past year, Governor Murphy signed a proclamation noting Juneteenth as an official New Jersey holiday.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And so there's a big celebration here in Trenton.
Good.
Being organized by the African American Cultural Collaborative of Mercer County.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be in Mill Hill Park. It's a day-long event, lots of artwork, lots of artists performing. And so we encourage you to come out and participate and
Absolutely.
See it. It's going to be a great event. So
that's fantastic.
So that'll be at Mill Hill Park on Saturday, June 19th.
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
All day long. Right. Mill Hill Park, right up the block from New Pod City.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
I want to invite people to a special program that's going on at the William Trent House.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, as a result of COVID, the William Trent House has been closed now for the duration.
Yes.
And it just opened up in early June.
Mm-hmm.
They are having a repeat of an event they've had in the past, which is called Archaeology Day, is how it's known as.
Right.
But basically what they're looking are celebrating the culture of New Jersey's indigenous people. Because long before the Trent House, and long before Trenton ever existed, where Trenton is located now, because it's right at what we call the Falls of Trenton.
Yes, Delaware Falls.
The Delaware Falls, because you can't go, you can't get your boats any further.
Right. Well, the Falls on the Delaware, I think
the Falls on the Delaware
is the official name.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Native Americans from the area would congregate there, and they would fish, they would farm, they would disappear when it flooded, I presume, and they'd come back.
Relocated.
And relocate, that's right. That's right. FEMA would come in. That's right. That's the case might be. And
Who says you're not controversial?
That's
please.
Right.
I'm not the only one.
That's right. Mm. You just can't have the market on that. I'm sorry.
That's,
you
know, that's just the thing. I know exactly.
A couple of weeks ago, Hunter Research, as well as some students from Monmouth University, have started digging up holes again around Trent House. This time they are looking both for Native American artifacts, which they've found in the past, as well as they're looking around an area that had a outdoor kitchen that had been built next to the Trent House, probably in the early 1800s, and they're looking for artifacts. So people can come come out and they can see how archaeologists work and what they do and, you know, the painstaking stuff that they do is a bit other than slinging mud and, you know, dirt and things like that.
Right.
And so that's on Saturday, June 26th, between 12 and 3.
Does this cost anything?
I believe it is free. It's free. Wow. It says free admission, free parking.
Free admission, free parking. How do you
can't beat
that?
This. You know, so bring out the kids. It's lots of fun. People get excited about becoming archaeologists.
That's right. There you go.
You know, and see some of the history that, you know, is all sort of laid there in at the Trent House. Mm. Be it the story of William Trent,
right.
Be it the story of the enslaved people
right.
who he had and actually traded and sold and all of that for the years, to see the artifacts they have of the Native Americans, mm. as well as the many interesting people who've lived in the Trent House up until it became a city property and museum in 1929.
Wow, that's very, very
cool. So that'd be a fun time to be out in Trenton.
Fun time in the old town on the 26th of June. Now, you mentioned Hunter Research.
Yeah.
How did we get this cat on the show? Richard Hunter's been avoiding me for years.
Oh, man. He'd be a great person to
talk
to
about having the monopoly on something. As it stands, Andrew Wilkinson has the monopoly on British accents for this show. He's been on like three times. Richard Hunter, he's like, well, I don't really want to talk about it. Like, what?
He's really interesting to speak
with. I know. Yeah. What the heck?
And Hunter Research really gets Trenton. They've been doing Trenton archaeological research for decades. They did a massive study of the Eagle Tavern, which is over on South Broad Street.
Yeah, Christina loves that place.
You know, I wish we could get it revitalized in some way.
We were just recently in there with the mayor.
Ah,
what a place.
It is.
So cool.
They've done work at the Trent House. In fact, they're doing these projects right now that's coming up for Archaeology Day. They have been involved in projects throughout Mill Hill in the Mill Hill Park area.
Right.
Just about anybody who gets a grant to do a preservation plan, they're in Trenton. There's a very good chance that you'll be engaging Hunter Research. They're really a top-flight organization, and he really gets it, or they really get it. So
I think if you talk to him, he'll do it.
If I see him, I will try to. You know,
no, but you could get away with that. I can't.
Ah, okay.
They know what's coming from you. They already know going in. Oh, Frank's going to try and force me to do this. You can do it. You can convince him.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Posture and pull and.
That's right.
You hear that, that's Richard? Right. Come on the show, man. We're not going
to
bite.
Maybe I'll get Sam Stevens to talk with
you.
Sam's a good friend, too.
Have Sam do it. Yeah, Sam will do it.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll do it if Sam says. Yeah, totally. All right, we're going to use Sam. All right. Hey, podcast here. Be there. You don't want to miss that. Thank you, Bernard. We now return you to your regularly scheduled Trenton Waves episode.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
You know what I love? I love that Bernard McMullen, Trenton's own Bernie Mac, is doing the Arts and Leisure Report. I love that guy.
Because he doesn't have enough to do. He really is.
He doesn't.
He's like a lazy bum.
He's
so
a lazy
we needed
bastard.
To give him a job because he's just sitting around.
Yeah, just watching the wheels go round and round, twiddling his thumbs.
Right,
you know. And I felt I needed to give him something to do.
Right, because he's already having people come up to him today.
Well, giving them their events.
Right.
Giving him their events.
Yes. So thank you for that, Frank.
You're welcome, podcast. Yeah. And I also wanted to say that Taste Trenton, what a hit.
Yes.
What a hit. I'm kind of glad we didn't do it in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could have gotten away with it.
It might have been sad, though.
It would have been sad.
Right.
I'm glad we didn't do it. But
I mean, it might have been just me and you wandering around.
The bracelets.
Yes.
The maps.
Yes.
Fantastic.
The website.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Fantastic. Really, really, what a, I think it finally
so
really
handy
did click.
To use that the website on your phone.
Yes.
You know where you're going. You can see what restaurants are offering, mm-hmm. when they're open. It's fantastic.
Also wanted to give some props over to the Passage Theater because that play was amazing.
Oh, yes. That was my dream, by the way. Well, not my only dream, but it was a vision I had for that space. Like, why aren't we using this beautiful space by the creek here to have little shows?
Yeah.
It's a built-in amphitheater.
This is why I always tell you, other people are thinking about this, I think. You're not the only one. You have to have it on your shoulders.
The next thing is the High Line. Because the tour of the Mercer Cemetery was also the same day as the Taste Trenton tour and the Mill Hill Garden tour.
Mm-hmm.
And And that abuts their upcoming Trenton High Line. So you could actually incorporate the cemetery into the High Line and so on and so forth. So I think it could be a cooperative thing.
I think so too. And I think it's going to happen.
I agree.
You did a good Jock Howard last week.
Love him.
He was intense, that guy. Oh my God. I had no control over the show.
No,
he just kept going on. Well, you know what I think? Blah, 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 blah. This guy has way too much information in his head that
he's
actually
got a lot going
matters.
On.
But for a typical guy, though, we have a lot of information in our head that doesn't matter, doesn't mean anything,
yes.
Like movie quotes and
yes.
things like that.
Yes.
He actually has stuff that's legit in his head that he's walking around with.
Well, maybe he has other stuff that doesn't matter, but he doesn't talk about
it. I don't think so. He has the whole black cannabis, he's got the fashion, he's got all this stuff going on. Trenton 365, Reach. Remember how do you spell Jacques? R-E-A-C-H?
All right.
You know, and he actually left. Puma, Adidas. I didn't know they were brothers.
Back to what we're going to do today.
Oh, so here's what we're going to do today.
Yes.
Podcast, yeah.
I got to rein you in.
We got this woman. We just dragged her in from the street.
Yeah. She's banging on the door.
She's banging on the door like, hey, lady, you know. She was here like for a half hour. Didn't even know she was here. I'm like, I thought she was coming early. We're supposed to record.
She was early, but she didn't.
Not according to me. She came in here and wasn't early. I don't care what you're doing out there. You're not here. Anyway, embarrassed to say, I gotta say this much. I don't know much about this group. Have you ever heard of the Trenton Music Makers?
I have.
You have? Of course you've heard of them.
Well, I see them on social media. I see them on Instagram.
And you share all their stuff.
Of course.
Of course.
I do.
Dan Bauer reaches out to us.
Yes.
And says, hey, listen, you have to have this woman on the show. Her name is Carol Burden. Mm-hmm. You have to have her on the show because she's amazing.
Okay.
And there's this documentary apparently coming out.
Well, let's talk about it.
I'm giving a little preamble. Yeah. Now I lost my train of thought. I know. Let's
so
talk about
easy
it.
To do.
Don't do that to me.
Derail
How
you.
How dare you? We're co-hosts.
Yes.
You don't do that to your co-host. Dan Bauer, thank you, by the way. So without any further information, we're going to introduce to you podcast here from the Trenton Music Makers. Miss Carol Burden is here with us today. Hello, yay! Carol.
Is this it? Is this the point where I get to talk?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, this is
okay,
it.
Okay.
Well, you heard the applause. Now you come in. Gee whiz.
Nice.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
So we met where?
We met at One Up, One Down. We were all buying coffee. I was buying coffee for my board and for our staff.
I remember that.
And
oh, that's
for Christmas.
Right.
That's and you guys said, you're buying coffee for your people at One Up, One Down. We got to meet.
Yeah.
So finally, here we are sitting at the mics.
Good stuff. So what happened? Why the long
they
lag?
They liked the coffee.
They did like it.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, that's not what I was asking about.
Oh, okay.
But that's
what
okay.
did you mean?
So they did like the coffee then. Okay, that's good.
Did.
Why the lag? What took you so long to get here?
Frank, Christina, thank goodness that Dan has been sort of pulling me along and saying we need to start talking about the stuff we're doing because while we've been in pandemic, I sort of feel like I've been in this mode where we're just trying to keep things moving. We're too busy doing it to talk about it. So,
right.
You know, I was so glad that I heard you guys wanted to talk about it a little bit because it's like, oh yeah, I got to speak up.
First of all, you have your headphones on wrong.
I do?
Yeah.
How do I turn them around?
You should flip them around.
Does it really matter?
It does matter. Yeah.
It does. So I'm hearing my left and my right and my right and my left.
Sorry, you know what? I'm sorry. You do have them on right.
I do.
It looked like the wire was on the other side. I'm sorry.
All right.
I
well,
apologize.
Then the confusion is just normal confusion.
All right. So they love the coffee. That's great. You're here now. That's what matters. I'm glad you're here now. Because if I had to wait as long as I waited for Jacques Howard, forget it. We never would have happened. That was a long time coming.
So what in your journey of life has brought you to Trenton?
I was invited.
Oh.
I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about me because me is one of the least interesting things about Trenton Music Makers.
On the show.
Thank you. But I should be talking about them and not about me.
We'll get to them. We'll get to them. They can hold on a minute.
Yeah. Well, no, this was the kind of thing I had decided I was not going to do. But then I suddenly got this invitation and I couldn't say no.
Right. And it's not your decision either. It's more of our decision.
Oh, you mean being on the show?
Yeah.
No, I mean coming to Trenton.
And what are you
going to
talk about? We might play a game.
That's her decision that she came to Trenton.
I was answering Christina's question.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to have a sip of coffee. I'm going to sit back.
Yes, why don't you do that? Have a few sips. Anyway.
So, Christina.
Yes.
No, I had decided that this was the kind of work I did not want to do, and the world and the ways of the universe had other things in mind for me because I got an invitation I could not turn down. What was then Trenton Community Music School at the time was...
I remember that. Yes.
Okay, that's us.
Okay.
That's us. Was making a big pivot, was really at an inflection point and had decided to stop offering subsidized private lessons, which is what Trenton Community Music School used to do, and to put all of its energy into ensemble music. that was a decision that had been made at the same time that the founder was ready to go and they were looking for a successor. And when they first called, I thought, well, that's crazy. That's not me. But the more we talked, I realized it in fact was. And it was, I was very lucky I had gotten that call. So that's that story. So what Trenton Music Makers is really about, you know, as far as the kids in our programs are concerned, we hope they're there because they're learning to make an amazing sound with instruments, with their voices, with rhythm, with movement, and because they're having such a good time, they want to keep coming back, and they have their friends. We know there are other things in it for them as well. We have a preschool program that's been around since 2000, and we know that when children are doing really, really well-planned music at that age, at the age of 3 and 4, they're learning what slower and faster means. They're learning what louder and softer means. They are learning to keep a steady beat. They're learning to learn where the tonic is. We call it the resting tone. And in all of these things, they're learning self-regulation. They're starting to think from left to right and get some pre-reading skills. Wow. They're learning to listen to what's happening around them and to attune what they're doing to what's happening around them.
That's so cool.
So it's huge. It's it's bigger than just music.
Right.
And I'm a lifelong musician, so to say it's bigger than just music, I don't say something like that lightly. So when we get into grade school, our orchestra is for kindergarten up to grade 12. Starting this fall, we're going to have the kids with us 5 days a week.
Oh, great.
Kindergarten and first grade is only 2 days, but grade two up through grade 12, we have kids 5 days a week after school. Some of our oldest kids are with us 15 hours a week. And if you're playing an instrument that many hours a week with your friends, A, you're getting pretty good.
Yeah.
And you surprise yourself, particularly at their age with that kind of neuroplasticity on their side. Forget it. They get to be really good players really fast. They surprise themselves. They surprise their families. And this whole myth about what kids can and can't do and what underserved means and what at risk means, forget it. All that's just done.
Right. It's not part of the equation.
Right.
Well, I want to just backtrack to Trenton Community Music.
Trenton Community Music School.
Right. Trenton Community. Was that on East State Street?
It was.
In an old building, right? That's how I found out about it, because actually at the time I was working with someone who was doing clean outs, and I believe they were cleaning out that building. And I remember the piano was
the
in there.
The music conservatory.
Was that it?
That was it.
Oh, no, the are you thinking of Conservatory Mansion?
Maybe
which
that's
is,
about it?
Which
right,
is
that was it.
A vibrant and going concern now. That's Jackie Ivey's
I don't even know now.
Space. And they have really interesting stuff going on there. Yeah, it's Conservatory Mansion.
We also got the wall sconces.
Right, they're in our bathroom.
We were on West State Street. We were in residence at Foundation Academy for a while on West State Street. When we first opened, we were on Bellevue. We've had a lot of locations.
Okay, so where are you now?
We are in residence at Westminster Presbyterian Church for the orchestra, you mean. That's where the orchestra meets. On Greenwood Avenue, near Olden Street. Olden Avenue. Pastor Karen Hernandez Granson's congregation. Everybody knows Pastor Karen.
You had come on after they already transitioned from...
They had made a decision. The decision had been made, and I was brought in to be there for the development of the new organization, sort of the re-imagining of what we were going to do. So we're talking about ensemble, right? So this is about music education, yes, but I would say more important between the two words, ensemble and music, I would put ensemble first. We want orchestra and everything, all the other kinds of music we do together as a group, to be, for the kids in our program, a model of what a positive society can function like. So some of the same things I was already saying about preschool, you listen and respond. If you can play two notes and the person next to you can only play one, you've got something to teach already. If everybody plays well, everybody sounds great, you know, and what you contribute really lifts the entire group. And we want our kids to live that every day after school in our program, because you can tell a kid something like that 100,000 times, but until they experience it firsthand, playing the music and hearing what happens when everybody focuses and everybody plays, that's a life experience you're going to remember.
Now, do you teach those lessons as well, or do you just leave it for them to kind of make the connection, like this is a life lesson?
Yeah, we slip that in there. We slip it in. We, you know, we point out, you know, hey, listen to that. Have you ever tried doing that in school? Have you ever tried doing that with your brother? Have you... You
it's
know,
a great opportunity for it.
You can make connections with other things.
It makes so much more sense. Like you said, you could tell a kid, play nice with them, play nice. But when they actually see the process in another way,
right,
it's a much better lesson. Right.
Yeah, when they actually see the value for themselves,
it
becomes part of what who they
are.
Yeah.
A lot of conservatory now is talking about what citizen artistry means. And for a lot of our teaching staff, this is putting that into motion, right? Citizen artistry and really bringing your artistic skill and your chops to bear on creating positive movement forward. Mm. And this is what we're in the business of doing.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
So what is your position? What do you actually do day to day?
I am the executive director. Mm-hmm. And because we're a small organization, I wear a lot of hats. I'm the fundraising director. I'm the marketing director. I'm finance. I'm human resources. I'm the admin. Right. All that stuff.
But at the end of the day, the buck stops with you.
You
make all the tough decisions, I'm sure.
Hopefully I'm making decisions that's supporting my staff, and if they've asked for something, chances are it's the right thing.
See if she says that all diplomatically. So you're not like a tough boss. You run like a tight ship.
The lucky thing is I've never been a string player myself or a percussionist myself, so I cannot presume for one single moment that I could do their job.
What is your background then?
Yeah.
Oh, funny you should ask.
Ah.
I started off my adult life as a classical singer. I sang opera and oratorio. And,
wow.
Really?
I still occasionally sing chamber music with other singers.
Wow.
Chamber music? Is there a demand for that?
A little bit.
I like chamber music. We've actually gone to see chamber music.
I'm trying to remember
what that even is, actually. That's small groups of singers, like a big choir, right? If you're thinking Princeton Pro Musica or the Philadelphia Singers, one of these big choirs that have 100 people. That's not what that is. A chamber, when I say chamber, I mean, 12 singers, 16 singers. It's different because you have in the same way, you have to listen to each other really closely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I'm thinking chamber music. I'm thinking chambermaid. I'm thinking like Jane Austen stuff.
Well,
like real old timey.
Sure, we could dress up like that if you want. But it doesn't really help the music
don't
a
make,
lot.
Don't make it weird. We could dress up like
don't
that if you
put
want.
Put that on me, making it weird.
You just said we can dress up.
Brought up the chambermaid.
How many like chamber music concerts are there?
There's a lot. There were the a place. Lot. Yeah.
I guess you have to be in that world.
We went to St. John the Divine, and we went to a chamber music concert in St. John the Divine.
But was it called that?
Yes.
I don't remember.
You don't go in the expecting, and they go, hey, we only have, five of us tonight.
I'm not saying they did that. What I'm saying is, was it billed as chamber music tonight,
Yes. Yes.
I don't seem to remember that. I'm thinking like there's no percussion, there's no instruments at all, right? In chamber music?
No.
Well, there's like
a cappella is what like you're thinking of. You're thinking of a cappella when there are voices and no instruments.
I know what a cappella is. I'm not thinking of that.
You're not thinking
I'm
of that.
I'm thinking about like maybe you're doing like maybe like a harpsichord or something. Is that chamber music?
He's thinking it's old fashioned, like it's Baroque. Not. It doesn't have to do with the
Baroque music has a harpsichord in it a lot
what
of times.
Kind? Baroque. Oh, Baroque. Well, that's what I say. If it's not Baroque, don't fix it.
There you are.
But anyway, good. I'm thinking what.
I think you're thinking that old-fashioned stuff because maybe that's what we've seen, but it doesn't have to be, right?
There's chamber music being written like as we speak.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not about the type of music. It's the number of instruments and people.
And the critical thing is that there's no conductor, that everybody looks at each other and plays together.
Oh, so it's sort of like improvisational comedy. Like when you're relying on your partner.
Right, but it's written music. You know what you're going to... It's not like, hey, what are you playing? I don't know. I'm going to play... No, it's not like that.
Can you do any instruments in chamber music?
Yes, you can.
You could do a bagpipe in chamber music?
You can do a bagpipe in chamber music.
Can you really?
Wow. It's the number of people, not the types of music. You could do a guitar. You could do a flute.
I'm gobsmacked right now.
You
I can't believe...
You just learned something.
Yeah, I just learned something.
Wow.
You're witnessing me learning something. Seriously.
Could you do an a cappella chamber?
Oh, there you go.
Yes, you could.
Same. Oh, because it's the number. So three people. Like, we could do this right now.
This is good.
So if we did something right now, that's chamber music?
Yes. If the three of us sang something right now. If we sang hello, like the Three Stooges, yes, that would be chamber music.
Wait, you're not going to say Three Stooges is a form of chamber music when they do hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Well, there you go. A duet is that chamber music?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Now it seems like, whatever. far as
I'm sorry. Do you want me to give you some rules?
Listen, no. I want the hard-ass, executive director explanation. Man, I never knew that. So is there a cutoff? Like six or more, it's not chamber music anymore?
No.
There's no cutoff.
I don't think anyone really wants to talk about that.
Yeah. So, I want to talk about it. I want to know what
it is. Because you're so in a box. Like you need to
I don't want to feel like an idiot when I'm around chamber music people. And I want to
when is that happening?
Well, who knows? Maybe all of a sudden, maybe tonight I'll be around chamber music people. And I'm going to know what I'm talking about.
Frank, if that happens, I've got something to tell you. Okay. If there's no conductor... It's chamber music.
There you go.
See, I just made
so
you smarter.
So there could be 50 people.
I just there's made you smarter.
There could be 50 people and there's no conductor of chamber music.
Some of Trent Music Maker's kids are learning to play chamber music with no conductor.
Yeah, it's good
so
for them.
They are. We are teaching right. some of the older kids, getting them in a room, and a conductor will get them started, but then just say, now look at each other, and you take the impulse.
All right, so now at least I know. So I think that's even more challenging to do
would you say
without
that's
a
true?
Conductor.
Without a conductor.
Like it has its own challenges. Yeah, for sure. If you have a conductor you can trust, you lean on them. But if you don't, if you have no conductor at all, then you lean on one another.
You're telling me in all your years with chamber music experience, all your experience with chamber music, there hasn't been a time when one just kind of wanted to lead everybody?
And that works. As long as everyone's willing to follow, sure.
So then it's not chamber music anymore.
You're splitting hairs on me now.
Yeah, come on. Enough.
I want to understand. What do you mean enough? I want to understand.
No. Look,
the point of this.
It's like any conversation. If somebody is doing all the talking, you get tired of that.
Right.
It gets boring for everybody, right? And if one of the three musicians, five musicians, whatever, is doing all the leading, that's going to get boring for everybody too. Mm-hmm. Musically, personally, you'll get sick of it. You probably won't keep working together, but hopefully everybody does a little.
So you were a singer. Yes. You don't do that anymore?
I do a little bit.
Where?
With Kanara Ensemble. I sing at Trinity Princeton up in the church there. I have sung with Santa Fe Desert Chorale. I've gone out and sung with them.
Oh, nice.
You know who that is?
No, I know Santa Fe. Yeah. It must be beautiful.
It is.
Oh, you actually went to Santa Fe?
Yeah. Oh, and went on tour with them. Okay. I've sung with Princeton Singers, another really great group.
Wow. Do you know Bernard McMullen?
I do.
You ever sing with him?
I never have.
Oh, you should.
There's a collaboration.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Please set one up.
You should do, Trenton Music Makers should do a concert and have him as the lead singer.
Sounds good.
Well, the two of you.
Great.
Well,
Bernard.
We don't know how good she sounds. We don't know how she sounds. I know how Bernard sounds.
Well, you just know his speaking voice.
I've heard him sing.
Oh, you have?
Oh, he's amazing.
Oh.
Bernard, I will audition for you.
Bernard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bernard,
oh my goodness,
Bernard.
Gracious.
I've blown the audition already.
God, I don't even know the guy's name.
Oh, God.
He's very forgiving.
Forever, and I guess I've been mispronouncing it.
Listen, so many people, he says, everyone calls me that because it's spelled that way. But
Bernie Mac. He's Trenton's own Bernie Mac.
I'm really sorry, Bernard.
It's okay. He'll get over it.
All right. Let's move into this documentary thing.
Yes.
Because
what documentary? What are we talking about?
You've teamed up with this filmmaker named Nick Donnelly.
Now I get to correct you. It is Nick Donnelly.
This is my show. And I will call him whatever I want to call him.
No, you will not. A name is very important.
Anyway, so you've teamed up with this filmmaker, Nick Donnelly, who has done a documentary, and it's called Freedom, right?
It is.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about this film. When does it come out? What is it about? What's going on?
We are premiering on YouTube on Juneteenth, this Saturday, Juneteenth, on YouTube premiere.
Wow.
Okay. Nice.
6 p.m.
Okay.
How do people go and how do they find us? How do they watch it?
Two things. You could either go to Trenton Music Makers YouTube channel, or you can come to our homepage, TrentonMusicMakers.org.
Oh, okay. So you can watch it right through the website.
There'll be a link on our homepage.
It'll take you to
YouTube.
So if you don't want to search for us. Let's unpack Freedom
let's
for a
do
minute.
It.
Let's talk about this. What is it about? I know this sounds like a stupid question.
No.
People don't even know what Juneteenth is.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So what is it about?
We got a little connection there. And obviously, I do not wish to dilute or understate the importance of Juneteenth on the face of it. Juneteenth is about the end of race-based forced servitude in this country, at least at the legal level.
Right.
Technically, it ended then.
Right.
I don't wish to stop celebrating that. But at this time in 2021, we cannot avoid thinking about what freedom is in the lives of our kids who never experienced this firsthand. Not all of our kids' families are Black. Not all of them have that in their family history and have that as a point of discussion. But our kids are understanding what freedom is in a powerful and personal way over the last year and a half. There have been so many things they cannot do. Right. There have been so many things that they must do, and they have been confined.
Right.
It is our hope that when later in their lives they look back on this year and a half, one of the things that they will remember with joy is what it was like to play a musical instrument at home and to have your family hear you practice and to be meeting with your friends over Zoom instead of in person.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that there were freedoms and abilities in that, the freedom that comes from developing a new skill, the freedom that comes from sort of transcending the inability to be together personally in physical terms.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The documentary is really a meditation on what the year has been like, what music means to all of them, what togetherness means for all of them, what it is to have to pivot and reimagine some of those things, to do them differently, what we're anticipating when we open up live in another month.
Mm-hmm.
When we're back together in person again our summer session.
Right. So you guys haven't met live yet?
We haven't since March of 2020 when we closed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're reopening in person this July.
Wow.
Are you doing anything special for that day? Like, are you going to celebrate in any way?
It will be very special. We'll play music.
Just to be together, I think.
Yeah,
that
will.
That's enough, right?
Not chamber. A lot of, no, chamber.
You can't do celebratory chamber music?
Oh my goodness, get off that already.
It's something I learned. I want to use it.
You're
somewhere, this knowledge.
You're looking to apply.
Yes, I'm going to thank you, Carol Burden.
Right, right.
So this came about how? How did this connection even get made where Nick Dinoli came to you
this idea? No, we came to Nick. What happened first was this. I had been paying attention to Trenton-based music and had been looking around, and I became really interested in a particular just killer musician from Trenton, a rapper by the name of Josue Lora. I was paying attention to his music, and the more I listened to it, I started looking and I saw a picture of him and I thought, holy cow, this guy works on the same hall that I do in my office building. I realized I knew him and we waved at each other every day. So, you know, fangirl that I am, I had to come up with a way to introduce myself and say hello. And we started, you know, he asked, because he's a nice guy, was asking about Trenton Music Makers. In that conversation, we said, we got to do something together.
Mm.
So I connected him with Melissa Nino, who's our artistic director, and with Freddy Contreras, who's our program director. So we talked about it and decided we would choose one of his tunes, because he has a bunch of released tracks and a couple of records, and we took one of them and decided to do a remix. So together we chose this tune called Simple. You asked about Simple. There it is.
Oh, Simple interesting.
Simple is the name of it. It's a tune of Josue's that is about going home to the DR where he grew up. And what it's like to be sort of back in the bosom of family and to be walking on the same ground where he walked when he was a little kid and to go home. And the hook, I am not a Spanish speaker, but the hook is simple, nada menos, nada más. You know, nothing less, nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
We loved that idea for now. You know, again, this idea, our kids in our program have been with their families so much. So this idea of simplicity, nothing less and nothing more, and the power of that was really an inspired choice on the part of our leaders to work on this together. So they wrote string lines for our kids.
Right.
We recorded them virtually. The kids all recorded them from home.
How cool.
With headphones on. So they had the click track and the grounding track, and they all played their parts. And one of our staff members, a really wonderful teacher, actually a Haitian musician by the name of Raul Denis Jr., is a member of our staff. And so he mixed just our string parts, sent them over to Josue, and Josue used them to make a new mix of Simple, which I haven't heard yet. I can't wait to hear it. We had a really great time with this, but then we had another idea, and I don't know whose idea it was originally, but we thought, hey, why not make a music video that features Trenton?
Oh, there you go.
You know, I love this.
Josue is also a videographer.
Of course he
makes his own music videos.
Wow, we have to have him on the show.
You do, as a matter of fact.
I want to hear this guy's story.
I'll be happy to introduce you.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And you don't have to find a way to introduce us either. You can just introduce us.
Okay, that's good.
We can meet at One Up, One Down.
Yeah, perfect. Why don't you bring him there?
That's a good plan.
Bring them there, and we'll hook up with them there,
four of us. On Sunday, the 20th, Josue and I together are going to be a part of the panel discussion that I Am Trenton is hosting as a part of All Art All Night.
Oh, okay.
So nice. Sunday morning at 9, we'll be together on that.
Is that virtual or is that in real?
Is that in real life?
No.
because
virtual.
No, because I know that'll be Art All Night is virtual this year. Okay.
Yeah. So the panel will be.
Okay.
So we decided to make a video, and our kids all got together with Mr. Josue and with a crew in South Riverwalk Park. We did another.
We live across the street
from our house. That's Mr. Frank's park.
Oh my goodness. When did you do this that we didn't even hear it?
Mm-hmm. couple weeks ago.
Really?
We were all out there. Yeah.
I wonder if we were... Maybe we were away, or I don't know. Yeah. I can't believe it.
It was a ton of fun. The song Simple, the original version of Simple, is on a record of Josué's called Morir Soñando, which means literally to die dreaming, which I thought was this incredible poetic phrase, and I was pondering it. And then I went over to Sabor Latino, which you probably know well.
Of course.
And I just saw it on the menu. Morir Soñando is a well-known drink from the Dominican Republic that's a creamy orange juice kind
of
drink.
Wasn't that the name of the show we saw?
Right. Anyway, go ahead.
No. So we realized, I discovered that I was the only one. I was the only one who didn't know what Morir Soñando was. But so we were drinking Morir Soñando's in the park with our kids across the street from your house while we were filming the video.
Wow! I mean, that is literally across the street. I mean, literally.
So what would be cool? Ooh, if this could happen, like you do an outdoor concert.
That would be
great. Yeah. Come back to the park.
We've just been invited, actually.
By who?
To come and play by Mercer County to do the Trenton River Days, I think it's called, on the 19th of September.
That's across the street,
right? That's across the street from my house. That's because that's a county park.
I really hope we can do that.
What would be a reason that you couldn't do it?
Because it's September 19th and it's the beginning of the school year. For a lot of our kids, we won't have seen them in weeks and weeks. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to put it together and make it work. We have to figure out how to do it.
You're the head cheese over there. You can do it.
I forgot.
Your head cheese. And speaking about, you're saying you don't speak Spanish.
Right.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Well, here, check this out. My wife just told me this morning, there's this thing called Babbel USA.
Oh, yeah.
You learn language in 3 weeks.
Right. The app?
Yeah, the app. I was just looking at it and thinking, I'd love to do this.
I would love to do that too.
Now, I don't know how good it is. They're not a sponsor. We don't know how good it is.
Yeah.
I tried it once and I'm not a sponsor. Too much of it was written. And what I really wanted was something I could put on in the car while I'm driving. And they talk and I talk back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's, if somebody invents that app, I'll pay for that.
So you're an auditory learner.
I can read Spanish, and I could probably write it with a lot of mistakes. I just can't really speak it, and I don't necessarily understand it.
Right.
So,
right.
But you can read it? How do you?
Mostly.
You can take time.
You get to look back at a word and figure out what it looks like.
That looks like the word. Maybe that means this.
And you get contact. You just get to reread.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When people speak, it's like I can pick up a word here and there, but like to make it, and then for me to say it and put a sentence together.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, my mom was Spanish from Spain. She spoke Spanish. I took 4 years of Spanish in high school and I'm still like, hola.
I went to Switzerland and I made the mistake of asking where the train was. And I asked in French, but that was a mistake. I asked in French. That's the only thing I knew. So they answered me in French. And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying to me. I'm like, where is the train? I'm nodding, I don't know what you're saying. And I'm from the school of, you know, if you don't understand what I'm saying, what do? We talk louder and slower. Where is the train?
That doesn't help you now.
No. So anyway, but yeah, I don't know about Babbel USA. Maybe it's great. Maybe it's not. You're saying it's a lot of reading. I'm not into that. I'm an auditory learner myself. Is that right? Auditory learner? Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
verbiage? You listen and you hear, and that's how you learn.
So is there any plans on making this documentary something that you have to pay for?
We don't have any plans to do that, no. Some of our supporters have stepped up already to sponsor.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. Which was a really, really wonderful thing of them to do. I should call them out by name, shouldn't I?
You should. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Come on.
The Bank of Princeton has sponsored this, and also Brookside Realtors.
Thank you, Brookside Bank of Princeton. How long is the documentary?
Meant to be between 15 and 20 minutes. It's a short.
Okay. Because I was thinking it would be cool to see it live, maybe on a big screen someday.
Absolutely.
Oh, here's an idea. How about you put up a screen, you show the documentary, and then the kids play?
Great idea.
Mm. Isn't that a fun day?
That is a great day. It's a great evening, too. Yes. Maybe we should do that for a gala or something.
Yes.
There you go. And you could use that as the
idea. That would be a fundraiser type thing.
Okay.
You want to do it here?
In this parking lot? It's not big enough, I don't think. Unless we did it in Artworks. Yeah. I don't know. There's lots of locations that you could.
We have a big screen. We have a 100-inch screen thing we can hang. We have a projector.
It also would depend on how the kids could be set up to play. I don't know what the logistics of that.
I say do an outdoor concert in Artworks parking lot.
We gave a concert at Artworks a couple of years back.
Oh.
See? Yep. Okay. So it could be done.
Yep. Did you guys ever play in the Levitt
concert? Levitt Music Series. No, you know what? They invited us a couple of years ago, and we couldn't make it work. It just didn't line up with our summer session.
Come on, guys. What do you mean you couldn't make it work?
I know. They invited us for a day hour that we weren't in session.
Yeah.
Well, get in session. People need to hear you. Gee whiz.
Do you ever hold concert at your location?
We will be holding concerts at Westminster. Yes, okay. There's a beautiful sanctuary there in the church, and we will invite people to come there.
Cool.
But we have performed in a lot of locations. We've performed at Trinity Cathedral. We've performed at City Hall. We've performed on the Princeton University campus in a few different locations. Wow. We were invited up to NJPAC in Newark to play with the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra.
Wow, nice.
Which we did.
That's very cool.
Another collaboration. I'm on the board at the Ellerslie. It would be cool if you guys could, like the Philharmonic just had a concert in the pavilion, and it was very well attended.
260
right?
people.
Yeah, and it was a hot day,
packed.
And everyone came out.
That's right.
So what people did was they came to the museum, and they looked at the beautiful artwork, and then they just took a little stroll down to the pavilion, and then they were ready to listen to some
beautiful
music.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
It was a very nice day, and you could get a picnic, and you could sit.
That's great. Right? I remember hearing that concert was going to happen, and yeah. I was sorry I'd missed it.
Yeah, and Trinity Cathedral, that's Bernard's church.
That it is.
Oh, that's right.
Remember
that's
the tour he gave you, the 15-minute, hour-and-a-half tour?
It was great. There's so many
walking
cool locations I can see
wine.
Concerts at. Like the Trent House even would be.
Trent House
would
be great.
Of the Trent House.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be
great
fantastic.
Location. Great yeah. location.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
I think so wonderful. That's
yeah, there's
awesome.
Definitely. We don't have. We have plenty of locations in Trenton to be doing cool stuff like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, we were invited to play for the Mill Hill Historic House Tour.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how
which
nice.
Was a lot of fun.
Did that
was,
make? Did you make that happen?
We did.
Okay.
Where
we
did you play? Where did you set up to play?
At the beginning of the tour, I'm trying to remember now where it began. It was when people registered and arrived. They came and our kids were playing.
Was it inside?
Yes.
Was it a church?
It's December.
The John Hatch's house?
No, it wasn't John Hatch's house. You know John Hatch, right?
Of course I do.
Oh,
of course. John Hatch. Everyone knows John Hatch.
We love John Hatch.
I'm lucky enough to know John Hatch.
I'm trying to remember where they start the tour. I don't know. I forget.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
apologies.
Of the garden tour, so I'm like blank.
Let's just say, for argument's sake, John Hatch's house. That way at least we have
right.
a reference.
So we'll all meet at John Hatch's house.
Hatch. Hatch and Henderson.
Well, you always have to say when you can't remember is, I don't know, pandemic.
You can blame it on that. COVID memory.
Oh, is cool. that a thing, COVID memory?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Oh, let's coin that.
Wait, you better. Trent Ways, COVID memory. That's us.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, suckers.
How does a child get involved?
Well, the easiest way is to come to our website. Okay. You can register right there. Mm-hmm. We are accepting beginners for the summer session, which begins on July 19th and goes for 4 weeks, full days, 8:30 to 5:30.
Wow, that's a full day.
Gee whiz.
Right. We'll do music all morning long, and then in the afternoon we'll be playing games. We're going to be doing reading. We're going to be working. Sort of a fun story. We are funded by Carnegie Hall and by the Play USA program there.
Really?
And there's a cohort of 19 programs across the country that are like ours, creative youth development programs, including programs from Alaska and Hawaii. So one of the things we're going to be doing with the Carnegie Hall cohort next year is something called Reflections on Resiliency. We're going to be starting by working on storytelling arts with our kids, really what it means to have something to share and to tell it in a lively manner with a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Okay.
So really the art of telling a good story, we're going to work on that this summer with
Which
our
no
kids.
Which no one does anymore, by the way. No one does that anymore. Mm.
Doesn't what? Tell a story?
Just tell a story. It's the art of communication. No one knows how to do that anymore.
Well, this is wonderful.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's good.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I have heard great storytellers in my life.
Yes.
And I love it. And I think to be a good storyteller and be able to share something, it's a wonderful gift if you can tell a story well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, a gift for someone that you're telling the story to.
Right.
It's a nice way to be able to give a gift.
Sure.
Yes.
I don't mean
yes.
you're gifted if you can tell a story.
I actually believe that too.
Well, okay.
I think it's a two-way
street. Let's go with both.
Yeah,
I like,
think
we
that's
got two meanings then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to be working with the kids on the skill of storytelling. And then in the fall, when everybody's back together, when we really have everybody, we're going to use that as a basis for collective composition. Mm-hmm. We've been doing collective composition. We have a program called Open Strings that we did a lot of while we were together over Zoom in pandemic, which is that piece by piece, our kids compose music together. What our method has been is that you first start by listening and notice sounds that are around you that you might not be paying any attention to, but hold on, what is that? And record it on your phone and send it into your friends and send it into the teachers and let's talk about what that sounds like and use that to start the music. So you start with ambient sounds, then little fragments of melody start to suggest themselves. Someone sings something and someone else picks up on that and builds on it. Now someone else has an idea for a bass line. Someone wants to bring in a beat. So we now have actually two collections of compositions that we wrote together in pandemic.
That's so fascinating.
It's been a really exciting process. And for kids to find their voice in that way, it's one of our goals, really, to find, help kids to really honor what kids' authentic voices are and to elevate and to amplify those. It's one of the things we want to do. So in addition to starting with ambient sounds, we're going to take a new tack next year and start with personal narratives and get kids to tell either a silly story about something their dog did yesterday or a story from their family that they've heard for generations or something that their parents have done that really made an impression on them. So their idea of, hey, I've got a story to share. So we'll start, use that as a starting point and start building pieces of music based on that. So we're going to do that with the Carnegie Hall cohort. And then in April, we're going to meet at Carnegie Hall. People will fly in from their programs all over the country.
That's very cool.
And the kids will perform their pieces for each other.
So a person can get tickets to that?
You know, I'm sure you can. And if so, I will put you guys at the top of the list.
Well, how do you get tickets?
You know me.
She's going to hook us up.
Okay.
Wow.
So Reflections on Resiliency is that project.
Reflections on Resiliency.
So that program, we're going to start on summer session with storytelling.
So you have beginners and you, and how old are beginners? Do
any
they
age.
Have to be? Okay.
No,
so
any age. High school students can come to us.
That's cool.
When we first started working with students, our first foray into high school was that our former artistic director would go over to Trenton Central High School. And one of the issues in the public schools is that there is a big orchestra at Trenton Central High School, but the feeder programs don't exist. There are a couple of elementary schools that have string programs, but there's no specific string instruction in the middle schools. There are terrific bands, brass, winds, percussion, all those things are alive and well in all the schools. But there's a little nerdish fact I'll share with you. Those brass instruments and the wind instruments play really well in flat keys, E-flat, B-flat. Those are the easiest keys to play in when you're learning those instruments if you're a beginner. String players need to play in D major, A major. Those are the easy keys.
Wow.
So if you add string parts to a band piece, the parts are crazy difficult for the string players just because they have to play in this weird key.
Okay.
Anyway, that's a nerdish point, but that's a challenge that you have.
Who would know that? Just to know
somebody
that.
Well,
now we know it. We're going to look like
we're learning a lot today.
We are learning a lot.
You learned two things anyway.
Yes.
I taught you two things.
Thank you.
I feel like the first thing was.
Our first foray into high school was that we went and worked with kids who wanted to take up violin, viola, cello, bass as high school students. And tried to speed up getting them up to speed so they could play with the school orchestra.
Was there a demand? Like when I think of kids, they're not interested in anything like that. But there are kids who are interested
absolutely
in old-fashioned music, like really using an instrument and playing an instrument rather than synthesized or, you know.
Hopefully, you know, if it sounds good, it is good, right?
Right.
If you, and we don't want to play, yes, we want to play music by the white Eurocentric composers that were the basis of my education at Juilliard and great music across the years. I did.
Wow.
So great music across the years.
Right.
It is sort of the great music of the Western world. And we want our kids to handle that on a day-to-day basis. But there's been a lot of great music since then,
absolutely,
too.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But just to pick up such an instrument that seems so, for lack of a better word, dated. Oh, it's like so old fashioned, but it's vital to bring it through into the present in what you're doing today.
Right. But look, just take violin as an example. I mean, you can take bass as an example. It's easier. There is no jazz band without a bass. Right.
Right.
A lot of school concert bands, that's the one string instrument that's in the band is the bass. You know, these big school bands in Texas, these enormous school bands, they all have bass players.
Right.
When I was growing up, I knew kids who played with their school band because mm-hmm. they were a bass player. You know, a violin, yeah, it's in an orchestra, it's in chamber music, it's mm-hmm. in violin concertos. It's also played as a fiddle in
right.
folk yes. music.
Right.
It's
That's
played,
right.
it's in gullah music.
Joel Daniel,
the right. devil went down to Georgia.
There you go.
Right, right.
It's, what's a viola?
It is like a violin, but it's a little lower.
What do you mean lower?
It makes a lower sound, lower tones.
So it's more bassy.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like if a violin and a bass had a baby, it'd be that.
They'd have two babies. One would be a viola and the other would be a cello. So
two babies.
Violin. See? You got violin. Below right. that, you got a viola. Before that, below that, you got a cello. Below that, you got a bass.
Wait, so a cello is like a bass?
A cello is higher than bass.
You know, you hold it like this.
You
right?
hold it, you sit.
She says higher and lower. I don't know what that means. I don't know music.
Meaning like tenor.
This is high.
That's low. Right, a soprano, an alto. Right. A soprano, an alto.
Okay.
You know, the voices. Yeah,
they're like soprano, alto, tenor, bass.
So violin, viola, cello, bass.
Right.
You learned three things today.
And that's it? Those four things? In that realm of,
yeah,
of
in a,
stuff?
Yeah, in a traditional orchestra string section. You could also consider a harp. You could consider a guitar. Uh-huh. You could consider
well,
some
guitar,
people.
That's nothing.
That's a string instrument.
Yeah, but that's not like a real, you know.
A it is a real.
No, I'm saying like, guitar
is
not like a...
There is no more versatile instrument than a guitar. And I say this as a person who doesn't have guitars in her program. Classical music, country, rock and roll.
What's a piano?
Folk.
What kind of instrument is that?
It's a mixture. It's a string instrument and a percussion instrument.
It's not string. There's a keys.
Yes, it is. No, but the keys hit string. Did you ever look inside a piano
with a mallet, which is what makes it a percussion instrument?
Right.
Oh, man.
Percussion and strings together.
So percussion. All right. So a hammer, a mallet is hitting a string.
Right.
When you play the piano, that is what is happening.
Right.
Damn.
Your brain is going to be so
I can't
like,
take it. I'm so sick of music stuff now.
Because you're learning way too much in one day. You need to take a nap after this.
Man, this recording has gone in a direction I just did not expect.
That's what happens.
What did you get with Trenton Waves? Sorry about that, babe. Is your husband involved with this at all?
My husband is an opera singer.
Of course
is that how
is.
You met?
It is, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that work?
We were singing Candide together. Leonard Bernstein.
Oh, my God. Lenny B.
Yep. Lenny B.
So wait. Because so,
you guys are hanging out together.
We're very close. So you meet your husband. What happened there? I'm curious.
What happened there?
Yeah, so like you're in the opera?
How much
or
detail are you asking for here?
Do you have any kids?
We have two kids.
Okay, so I can figure out how that happened. Back
Thank
up a
God.
Little bit. You're at the opera. Well, you're in the opera.
We are at our first day of rehearsal.
Okay, and you met there?
Yes.
You met at the first day of rehearsal?
Yes.
So you were friends first?
We were great friends from day one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How'd you meet? Like, who came to who? He came over to you?
He walked up and said, "Hi, my name's Bill Burden." And I said, "Wow."
Just like that? How bold.
I just met my husband.
"Hi, I'm Bill Burden."
Did you know instantly, like, this guy, I need to keep this guy. He's a keeper.
As a friend forever.
Yeah. So you dated for a while and then he asked you to marry him.
Pretty much.
Now, where are you originally from?
I come from Michigan.
Ah.
Mm.
Okay. People say to me often, "Wait, you're not from Trenton?" And I say, "No, but I'm from Detroit." And I like to think that I get a little bit of cred
little,
when
yeah,
I say that.
Yeah, a little street cred. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, sure. Detroit. Come on.
So are you from Detroit? That's where you grew up?
Well, actually, I went to school outside Detroit. We lived outside Detroit, but I went into Detroit every weekend. It was where I heard symphony. It was where I heard rock and roll. It was where I, you know.
Well,
so how did you like go in that life path of music? What was your first, like, I need to do
this?
I
had no plans to be a musician.
Oh, okay.
None at all. I went to liberal arts college. I was planning to do anything but be a professional musician.
Wow.
And my mind was changed for me.
How?
It was, no, I was already in the business by then.
You met at the opera, remember? So how did you start singing?
Well, you know, this is a story. I'm not sure it's interesting to anybody but me, but I sung my whole life.
Well,
thank you. You're very nice to say that. So I'll just believe you.
Yeah.
I had sung all my life and I didn't really understand how it got done. Mm-hmm. I'd seen enough 1940s movies to see that like the waitress suddenly gets discovered offhand by an agent who happens to be in the restaurant.
Right.
I didn't think there was any real way to build a career as a singer. I didn't know how it was done. And then when I was about 20 or 21, it was before my senior year in college, I met some people who were apprentices with an opera company and I said, "Come again." And they explained basically that there was a career path. And I called my parents on a payphone because it was that kind of time.
A quarter or a dime?
Pay for
a quarter
home?
Or a dime?
I think it was a quarter.
Okay, it wasn't that dark.
I called up my parents and said, I've decided I'm going to be a singer.
Wow. And they freaked out.
Just a little.
Yeah. Because they have the same thought. There's no,
no benefits, no pension.
Yeah, because back in the day, you need a job with good benefits.
Yeah, good city job.
You know, it'll be there till 40 years. And like,
my parents are still waiting for me to get a city job.
How long did people think that was a thing? Was it until 2008 or was it in 1987?
Maybe the late 90s. The late 90s.
I think my parents gave up on that in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. No, but I just mean, I feel like there was a time at which everyone thought going to get a secure job made it a secure life. And then there was the crash in 87. Mm-hmm. And then there was the tech bubble burst in 2000. Mm-hmm. And then the whole world came crashing down in 2008.
I think it was the 90s. People started thinking, what's with job? Job doesn't work.
Yeah, like maybe. Younger people did. But I think older people who lived through it and were, you know, had the benefit of that were still like, come on, it's going to work.
Yeah, we're not living in those times anymore, people.
So you always
sang. So
we're
back on music education, maybe. Right. We're back on.
She doesn't want to talk about herself, but see, I'm finding this interesting.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, this is a show.
So you were you singing at all? Like you were singing. You weren't singing like, this is something I like doing. Were you ever singing in like a club or with a band?
Yeah.
Before
like a cabaret act.
Before you. What's so funny?
I don't know why I'm funny.
Before you found opera, were you doing anything like in a club or a, you know, like a music venue?
No. You know, I was raised with classical music, and that was really always where you know, where my heart lived.
Frank,
you're dying laughing right now.
I don't know why. What did I say that was so funny?
So funny?
You're
red.
First of all,
you don't think I could do that?
No. First of all, she likes when you shush me. She's secretly enjoying that. Not even secretly, because she's really clearly joyful about it.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
And then for some reason, when I said cabaret act, I started thinking about Ned Beatty in Deliverance.
Why? What jump did that... I don't even want to know.
You could.
He said squeal sing. Like a pig, and then he said sing cabaret like Liza Minnelli. And
wait, that was not
what good
a
is
lot.
Alone was, in your room.
That was not a scene from that movie. You have created that scene in your head.
I don't know
head.
Why I had that in my head.
Because how would somebody from the Ozarks who lived like in a shack know about Liza Minnelli?
Cabaret. I don't know why I'm thinking about that.
All right. We have taken a big detour. Let's get back on track. All right. So let's go back.
Aren't you glad you did this interview today?
Let's get back to music education.
From Ned Beatty to music education.
Dear Lord.
All right.
What is the path back?
Oh, where were we? Do you have any singers at the Trenton Music Makers, or it's just orchestras?
Our kids sing, but it's really for the experience of building their musicianship and get them used to listening to each other. And we can teach a lot of musical principles without them having to focus on the technical skills of playing their instruments. But as far as performing as singers, it's not a part of what we do. We leave that to Trenton Children's Chorus.
Oh, that's another group we need to
that
have.
That is cool, She's like a plethora of information.
Now, well, it's what she does.
Yeah, well,
good for her. She knows what she's doing.
Yes.
Any of the kids that you've graduated from the program, have they gone on to do things in the field?
We don't have any graduates yet.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
No, because we started in 2015 with third graders.
Okay, so they're not there yet.
So our very oldest
six
kids,
years ago.
Our very oldest kids are the kids who began with us. Are now rising sophomores in high school.
Wow, that's going to be some graduation ceremony. My goodness gracious.
Oh, that's going to be, so what year would that be when you're going to have your first graduating class?
Well, kids have come and gone from the program. We don't have all the kids with us who began with us in 2015. The kids who are still with us, they'll be the class of 2024.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty cool.
That'll be very cool.
Fun. All right. That's good to know.
That's
cool.
Great to know.
Yeah. You know, we'll look on Instagram and we'll see our kids' birthday parties. And we look and it's kids, we'll look in the picture and see there are kids from like four different schools. And wow, they came to the birthday party because they know each other from Trenton Music Makers.
That's cool.
You know, see that? We started off in one school. We now have kids from 20 different schools in Trenton
amazing.
Who are in the program.
That's so cool. In the city of Trenton.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
A public charter.
Mm-hmm. Various places.
And independent.
Do you guys ever do any work with Sprouts?
We do. We've just this year, we had a lot of fun with at Sprout U School of the Arts.
Those kids are amazing.
They've they're amazing actors and dancers and singers. Really? And this year, they've all learned to play a string instrument.
Wow.
Yeah, really?
We've gone there one day a week, and it's been a really, really fun year. We're hoping we'll be able to get some of the Sprout kids into the after-school program next year.
Yeah, this is kind of stuff not in the news. That's newsworthy.
Because this is all wonderful stuff. Yeah. And the news is usually trying to sell the negativity.
Isn't that what we're doing now? Isn't this sort of getting the word out?
Well, thank God for this show.
Yes.
Okay.
I love hearing this stuff. It's just so uplifting and encouraging and wonderful.
Yeah. The other thing that happened this year that we were really proud of and really grateful for is that Christina Sykes Academy invited us to do an evening program there for just 16 of their kids. So we got started at Christina Sykes, and I really hope we'll be able to continue
now
there.
Now that I've heard of. I've heard of that, Christina Sykes.
Where is that?
It is in West Trenton. Mm-hmm. It's an extraordinary independent school that has kids starting with pre-K. Mm-hmm. And takes them through grade 8. And it is entirely free of charge to families, but it's an independent school.
And it's music, that's just a regular school.
Oh, no, it's a school.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a school.
They graduated their first class of 8th graders last year and placed every single one of them in independent boarding schools.
Oh,
and the kids all went to school.
Fantastic. Ooh, I'm getting the chills. This is
wonderful.
That's
cool. I'm very happy to hear that.
Yep.
So good.
Yeah. The head of Christina Sykes Academy, Rob Connor, is a guy you really should have on the show.
Rob Connor. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got to have him on.
There are so many wonderful things happening. And when we first started the show, Frank's like, who are we going to have on? I'm like, well, we'll just have people on that we know that are, you know, doing stuff, or even just people who've grown up in Trenton and have a story to tell. I love hearing stories. So, but now it's like, oh my God, there's so many wonderful people doing so many wonderful things. Either they live here or they're working here or they're producing here or they're doing something.
Right.
It's like...
And one of the great things about the city of Trenton is that it is just the right size.
Yes.
You know, people who are working in a space that overlaps, it doesn't even have to be in the same kind of space. If your space overlaps with somebody else's, chances are you're going to meet each other.
Yeah, and absolutely.
You're going to know whether this is someone that you can work with.
Right.
Totally.
I always say that it's such a small town, you really do almost know everybody. And if you don't know them, you know someone who knows everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's such an overlap. Like, I was in New York City last night, and it's just so... Mm. I mean, I grew up there. And like, when we came here and we actually got to be kind of friendly with the mayor, at the time it was Doug Palmer, as a New Yorker, like, you don't know the mayor.
Yeah.
You'd never even see the mayor, like, in person. You're in a town where you're like, the mayor's calling you on the phone. It's just weird. Mm-hmm. it's weird and wonderful, I think.
Yeah. Well, Trenton is a small town, but it's like, it's just big enough, I think.
It's like a perfect size.
Well, and our board has said a couple times in meetings, we sort of challenge ourselves and say, you know, there are 84,000 people living in the city of Trenton. Mm-hmm. Why can't this orchestra be available to any young person in the city?
Yes, and that's the way you're supposed to think.
Who wants to do it.
Right. Yes. Right.
We are not for everybody.
Right.
There are a lot of ways to learn to play music. Going every day after school, doing that intensive in orchestra, getting together with other orchestras from around the state of New Jersey, taking trips away. It's not the level that everyone wants to play at.
Right.
But for every kid who really wants to come to us and make this happen, we should be ready to do that.
Amen.
I agree.
That's a great attitude. Absolutely.
Carol.
Frank.
Would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Please. I've got some things to plug.
Cool.
Shall I plug them?
Okay. Calm down. Let's go into the segment first.
I'm ready.
Trenton Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia. Let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. That's right. Visit us online. And from there, you can visit all of our social media stuff. It's all on there. I'm not going to go through the whole rigmarole. Podcast Movement 2021 coming up very, very soon now, August 3rd to August 6th, 2021. Go to podcastmovement.com, buy your tickets. And if you want to come, go to podcastmovement.com, buy your tickets. Enter the code NEWPODCITY, all one word, no spaces, to receive a 30% discount off your ticket. That's right. We're going. So you and I are going.
Mm-hmm.
MJ is going to be there.
We're
going to
have a caravan of people.
Right. The 90-10 rule is coming. Mm-hmm. Unapologetic is coming. It's going to be a big party.
We're going to be partying.
Your Valuable Home, Kevin and Ron, they're coming. It's a whole bunch of us. So if you want to come, podcast here.
It's in Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. You get to see Christina and I in Nashville, Tennessee with these accents. Ooh. Yeah.
I wish I could find my cowboy hat.
Don't you have like four of them?
You have one and I have one we bought in Texas.
Where the heck are they?
I don't know. How do you
hide a hat? How do you lose a cowboy hat? Not even one, but two.
They must be together.
Anyway, so if you want to join us in Nashville, Tennessee, that's what you do and you get 30% off.
I also want to plug the new segment with Trenton's own Bernard.
With Bernard.
Yes. Yeah, so it's wonderful. Let me tell you,
he loves it. Because sitting here with him doing those spots.
Well, what do they say? If you want to get something done, ask a busy person.
Ask a busy person. Right. Yeah, because busy people get things done. Don't ask somebody who has no time, who has a lot of time in their hands. They never do anything with that time.
Right.
And I don't even get started with that. Blah, blah, blah. Can't stand those kinds of people. Okay, blah, blah,
blah. You know who's
like that a lot?
Who?
Carol Burden's a lot like that.
Like what? She's got nothing to do?
Carol, what do you got?
On Saturday, June 19th, for Juneteenth in Mill Hill Park, we will be part of the African American Cultural Collaborative's Juneteenth Festival. Mm. We are going to have an instrument petting zoo. So our teachers will be there. Come on over to the table and they will show you how to play a violin. They'll show you how to play a cello.
An instrument petting zoo?
You can pick up and play instruments. If that you've never so played a string, you can handle them.
Wow.
So you can do more than handle them. You can play them. Our teachers will help you play. So
very nice.
Come on over for a quick lesson.
That's amazing.
That's what we'll be doing. And then that evening at 6 p.m. on YouTube, on the Trenton Music Makers channel at YouTube, and also on our homepage at trentonmusicmakers.org, we will be premiering our film, our short documentary, Freedom, Stories of Innovation, Resiliency, and Connection.
Nice.
Finally, we are accepting signups for our summer session, which begins July 19th and goes 4 weeks through August 13th. We'll be at Westminster Presbyterian Church playing music together all morning, and then in the afternoon we'll be playing outside, we'll be working on storytelling, we'll be doing cooking, painting, we'll be going over to George Page Park and playing Foursquare and Red Rover and kickball and
a whole bunch of things going on over
there. So summer camp is completely free of charge. Awesome. It's 8:30 to 5:30.
Wow.
For rising second graders up through high school. High school kids will put you to work as a CIT.
Good. And you'll help those slackers to work.
Help take care of the younger kids.
Oh, that's a great program.
That's really, really great. Wow.
Any adult programs?
Yeah.
At the moment, no. Mm. At the moment, we've got only young people's programs. Okay. We do have there's nothing that I can plug, although I could tell you about our intergenerational program. We have kids from the CYO Mercer Nursery School who once a week walk down the block to the South Ward Senior Center, and they have music class together with the seniors at South Ward at Senior Center with our teaching artists.
Aww.
I would love to see a collaboration between Trenton Music Makers and House of Robot, Bill Nobes.
Do you know Bill Nobes?
I don't.
Oh, you got to meet Bill Nobes. You got to meet Bill Nobes.
He has a mixer that I swear is almost the size of this table. And he has other strange devices too.
Like you make music with your hand?
Like a theremin? Theremin?
It's like a
that instrument.
It's like something like a pole, and he just waves, and it makes sounds.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Could be.
What is it called? A theremin.
A theremin. It was invented.
She just knows it.
And you know where we met him. It's all coming together.
Yes.
One up, one down, baby.
Coffee. No, I'll tell you what a theremin is. You know, in the 1960s, like movies about outer space.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what a theremin sounds like.
What makes that noise.
Yeah, that's a theremin.
Interesting.
And you don't touch anything. It's all, I want to say magnetic waves, but I'm not sure. You put your hand inside and you touch nothing, but you're making the sound happen.
But really, you're touching something.
You are touching. You just can't see what you're
touching.
Absolutely.
Like because right now, you're actually touching things. You just don't see them.
Christina has her hands in the air right now. And she's grabbing stuff.
Yeah.
But not really. But yes.
Grabbing
yes.
molecules.
Molecules.
No, it's not tangible. It's not visible to the naked eye.
But it's there.
Like gravity.
Oh, we can go off on that topic.
Oh, forget about it. But anyway, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time.
Us? Digress?
I know, right?
You must be kidding. No.
Christina has time for one more question.
All right, okay.
And then that's about it.
In your imaginings of Trenton, the city of Trenton, what would be your dream Trenton? What would it look like?
My dream for Trenton would be the same as it would for nearly any American city, which is that it be an atmosphere of just affluent opportunity.
Mm.
Mm. Where there are chances, opportunities for you to try anything you want to do. Mm. Commit yourself to anything. Meet the people who are like-minded.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is good.
I like that one because that can go anywhere.
It can go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
the opportunities are endless. The possibilities are endless.
Right. And with that, this has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.
The, I don't know what it's about. In the Hole of the Mountain King? Is that the name of it?
No.
Simple?
You know, those are all pieces. Okay. Those are all elements.
I'm searching.
Under
I don't know.
The documentary umbrella. No, the
What's
film.
What's the name of the show?
Why don't you let
the...
her...
No, because I want to introduce the piece. What's okay. the name of the film?
The film is called Freedom Stories.
I was going to say that.
Oh, there we are.
Freedom Stories.
Right. Stories of innovation, resiliency, and connection.
All right. Let me leave that in. Stories of...
resiliency.
Innovation
and resiliency.
Resiliency and connection.
And connection?
Yes. It's mouthful.
Innovations in resiliency and connections. Freedom, right? Freedom. That's
freedom.
Right. Okay, freedom. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
So you've teamed up with filmmaker Nick Dinoli.
We have.
With he's producing this documentary called Freedom, Innovations, and Resilience and Connection.
Oh, so close. Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
Freedom, innovation, resiliency, and connection.
Freedom, innovations, resiliency, and connection.
Only one innovation, but okay. Yeah.
Only one innovation.
We're going to get past the title. We really are.
And it's called Freedom, Innovation.
You can just call it Freedom. That would be
yes.